Now at noon, critical fire danger all across California. The campfire raging in Butte County and its effects clearly visible in the Bay Area. A live look at the fire right now as chopper is flying over Paradise. 52,000 residents are evacuated at this hour. As many as 1,000 structures are believed to be destroyed. And sheriffs have just confirmed there are at least 5 fatalities.
Firefighters are struggling to get the 200,000-acre blaze under control at this hour. The situation in Paradise is explosive. Take a look at what happened when CBS reporter David Begno was in the middle of filming his story.
Good idea. Ready? 3, 2.
The house exploded, sending him running. As you see, he is okay right now and in a safer area, reporting on this blaze.
And because of the fire, air quality is unhealthy for much of the Bay Area. Now, here's a look from our Salesforce Tower camera. This is from just an hour ago. It's so smoky, you can barely see the Golden Gate Bridge or even the East Bay. Several school districts canceled classes today because of the air quality.
KPX5's Anna Makovic has that part of the story from Santa Rosa.
The acrid smoke is so thick in the air here in Santa Rosa, even though we're about 150 miles away from the campfire. And for people around here, the smell is all too familiar.
I woke up to the red sun, so it's that eerie feeling.
The smoke visible from our tower cameras and on the ground in Lafayette, San Francisco, and Santa Rosa. It flowed in from Butte County yesterday and blanketed the Bay Area.
You can tell that a lot of infrastructure is burned. You know, it's not just grass and brush.
In a statement, the Air District urged people to stay inside with windows and doors closed until smoke levels subside. But even indoors,
I woke up this morning and walked into my living room and it smelled like a campfire.
As for masks, the most effective consumer masks are labeled N95, which indicates they're filtering particulate matter, and you need a tight seal for it to be effective.
Really important for people to understand that wildfire smoke can be highly unpredictable. So just because it might not be bad in your area right now, that could change in a moment.
The most vulnerable populations are the elderly, those with respiratory illnesses, and children.
I've been holding on to this, using a little bit too much.
For those who lived through last year's devastating wine country wildfires here in Santa Rosa, the smoke is an emotional trigger.
To know that people nearby are going through what we went through, and then now, you know, we're getting parts of it to kind of remind us what we went through, it's all kind of a little, it's just sad.
In Santa Rosa, Ann Makovic, KPIX5.
And you can find a full list of school closures on our website, kpix.com.
And the smoke has also drifted down to San Jose. This is video from just half an hour ago, and you can see that heavy haze hovering over the neighborhoods there. Let's go straight to meteorologist Mary Lee with how long this bad air is going to linger.
And it's going to last through the day today. I want to show you this. This is the satellite imagery from our GOES 16 satellite, and you can clearly see the smoke from the wildfire burning in Butte County east of Chico. I want to show you this. You can actually see the winds carrying that smoke all the way down to the Bay Area. We are looking at the winds coming from the north down to the south. And with that, boy, this is our Salesforce Tower camera. Really hard to make out Sutro Tower there because of how smoky it is. And showing you the visibility due to the smoke, 2.5 miles for the Oakland airport there in Santa Rosa, just a mile for visibility. So that is why we have unhealthy air quality for all of the Bay Area, an air quality advisory in effect. We have a spare the air alert as well. And the North Bay looking at very unhealthy air quality. Now, right now we're looking at light winds, but as we head through the weekend, we're going to see the winds pick up again. And I'll show you futurecast wind gusts and when we'll see those dry offshore winds kick up coming up in just a few minutes. Kenny?
Mary, thank you. Now a live look at the wildfire burning in Southern California right now as well. The Woolsey Fire in Ventura County is now more than 8,000 acres, 0% contained. You can see all that smoke in that area. New mandatory evacuation orders today for the city of Malibu. A total of 75,000 homes are affected in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. Flames are making a destructive march, reducing numerous suburban homes to ashes already, closing freeways and schools. And at one point, the fire jumped the freeway. Reporter Greg Mills was at the scene of the devastation where the firefighters fought desperately to save a home.
We're on Canaan Road at Dawn Meadow Street here in Westlake Village, and we watched this home unfortunately burn down. Took about 2 hours. Firefighters tried desperately to save it, but they were fighting the wind. Look at all the trees, and you see the blowing in different directions. It has been that kind of a morning, very erratic winds. You see all the devastation here along the hillside burned down. We have actually watched three homes burn down along Canaan. This one, another one about a half mile down the road, and another one about a mile down the road, as the embers are taken by these strong winds. And we were told they were at 50 and 60 miles per hour. The embers are taken and hit other homes and they start on fire. But we haven't seen any fires start in the last hour or so. So that is good news. In Westlake Village, Greg Mills, KPIX 5.
Certainly is. And we will continue to bring you the latest developments of these fires burning across the state on air and online at kpix.com.
We now know the identities of all 12 victims from the Country Bar shooting. Several of them are being remembered as heroes. KPIX 5's Jackie Ward joins us now with the latest details. Jackie.
Michelle, the community of Thousand Oaks in Southern California is still trying to cope with the aftermath of the deadly shooting that happened Wednesday night. Some say they are, quote, dumbfounded that something this horrible could happen there. It was college night at the Borderline Bar and Grill. Police say it was packed with about 200 college students having a good time. This is video from inside as a gunman opened fire, killing 12 people. At a vigil last night, hundreds joined in song inside the Thousand Oaks Civics Art Plaza, while an overflow crowd gathered outside to remember those who were lost. According to authorities, the shooter was 28-year-old Ian Long. He was a former Marine combat veteran who had been stationed in Afghanistan. Police say Long used a .45 caliber Glock handgun with an illegal extra capacity magazine, first shooting a security guard outside the bar. Witnesses say he deployed smoke bombs before going in and aiming at employees and customers. Sheriff Ron Hellis, one of the victims, is being hailed as a hero for his actions. After hanging up the phone with his wife and telling her he loved her, he ran into the Borderline and tried to stop what was happening. He was expected to retire in the next year. Another victim, Tel Orfanos, was a U.S. Navy veteran who had survived last month's mass shooting in Las Vegas. The Borderline Bar and Grill is only 10 minutes from his home. When his mother spoke to the media, she said she didn't want prayers, but she did want gun control. 22-year-old Cody Kaufman was another one of the people killed Wednesday. He said his father said he was talking to recruiters about joining the military and broke down to reporters when he got the news that his son was dead.
Only him and I know how much I love, how much I miss. Oh, God, this is so hard. Oh, son, I love you so much.
Investigators are still searching for a motive. This shooting was the 307th shooting in the United States this year alone. Kenny?
Jackie, thank you. Security experts are now urging business owners and officials to be more prepared for active shooter situations. Just in the last 2 weeks, there have been four shootings at so-called soft targets. These are places that have little or no security in place. After Wednesday night's shooting, one officer says that that kind of readiness thinking saved lives.
They ran out of back doors. They broke windows. They went through windows. They hid up in the attic. They hid in the bathroom. So they, unfortunately, our young people or people at nightclubs have learned that this may happen.
And according to the Gun Violence Archive, the Thousand Oaks Massacre is the 307th mass shooting in this country this year.
A dramatic new video out of Australia this afternoon. Terror hits the street of Melbourne after a man sets fire to a truck full of gas canisters. He then goes on a stabbing spree, attacking three people, killing one. Australian authorities say the man was known to intelligence officials. Some officers, they were treated for minor injuries. The attacker reportedly moved to Australia from Somalia in the 1990s when the country was ravaged by a civil war.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.